Sunrise is Triple M and the Brekkie Show, thanks to Harvey Norman Furniture, Column 15, Today Wonder, live and local. And speaking of locals, the lovely Lindsay Storer. Very good morning to you, Lindsay. How are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank you. As we know, you've been a very, very busy girl. You've got a number of singles out. How Do I Say Goodbye, The Girl in the Mirror, Let It Rain, and Daddy's Little Girl. A lot of those singles have gone number one on the music charts, which has been absolutely phenomenal for you. You've got the book out as well. What can you tell us about the book?
So What Does It Mean to Be Grateful is a children's book, and I actually wrote it last year during the pandemic. And last year for me was a really positive year. I know it wasn't a positive year for everyone, and there were definitely negative aspects for everyone last year. But I think what I took most out of it was the importance of connection, and just the love and support that I received from family and friends was just amazing, and how the whole community came together was so beautiful. And I think I realised last year that I really had so much to be grateful for, even through tough times. And so many things that, you know, I had been asking for, I actually received. I got to spend more time with my daughter. I got to spend more time with my husband. Mm. And all of those types of things. I just realised that we have so much to be grateful for in our homes and in our hearts and right under our noses. And I realised how much last year actually affected children. And of course, me having a 5-year-old daughter, I could see that as well. So I tried to make it a really positive time for her. So that's really where the book stemmed from.
What Does It Mean to Be Grateful? What a fantastic initiative and what a terrific book. And that went number one on the hot new sellers on Amazon charts, I believe.
Yeah, it actually did in a couple of categories, which was just amazing. And it actually got to number three as a bestseller, which absolutely blew me away.
You've had some amazing success, I think it's fair to say, on a local level, but also on a national level. How do people get onto this book?
It's available on Amazon. Locally, it will be available in Collins Bookstore and at Live Well on Riverside Avenue. And I've also just launched my children's mindfulness business called Beautiful Little Mind. So it's on my website as well, which is www.lindsaystorer.com.au.
And speaking of finding happiness, you certainly have found it. Have a listen to this.
I've got the sun shining on my face. I've got the wind blowing in my hair. I've got clothes on my body. And people around who care.
I Found Happiness is the new single from the great Lindsay Storer. What a catchy, feel upbeat, you know, get out of bed, feel fantastic, seize the day, top of tune, Lindsay.
Oh, thank you so much. It's quite easy to have a happy day when you're singing positive songs like that, isn't it?
It certainly is. And that's gone number one too, has it?
Yeah, absolutely. It was number one on the iTunes charts, which is just incredible. I wasn't expecting that at all. So to see it go right to the top was just such an amazing feeling.
It's a ripper song and very, very positive. And it's what we need, especially in these times. If people want to check out, you know, your catalogue of music and, of course, the book and everything else, what's the easiest way to find it?
My music's available everywhere that music can be streamed. So yep. iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, or I do have my Lindsay Storer Facebook page.
Yeah, terrific stuff. Well, it was great to catch up with you, Lindsay. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
Terrific local story, the great Lindsay Storer, right here at Sunrise's Triple M.